在生活当中，当我们做完了一件事情，我们很高兴，然后我们也会想说，接下来我要做什么。
In our life, after we finish something, we'll often be very happy and think about what we'll do next.
甚至我们常常会想说，今天结束了，明天我有什么计划。
And we may even think that today has ended, what plans do I have for tomorrow?
接下来要做什么，有时候是非常自然的，不用花太多的这个脑筋。
And as what to do next, sometimes we don't need to think too much about it.
比如说，初中毕业了，接下来就是要进入高中，念高中。
And for example, after you graduate from junior high, you will go to high school.
那个是很自然的，不太需要太多的烦恼。
And this is very natural, and we do not need to think about it too much.
那这个大学毕业了。
And after you graduate from college.
可能就会有比较多需要去考虑的。
Then you may need to think a little more.
我是要找工作，进入社会工作呢，还是我继续念研究所。
And do I want to find a job or continue on to grad school?
所以我们在生活里头总是一直为着下一个步骤再来的计划我们在考虑着，在忧虑着。
And so in your life, we're often thinking about and worrying about what to do next and what's our plans.
不晓得我们是否有想过说，当我们信了耶稣，我们也领受了救恩，那接下来我们要做什么？
And have we ever thought about after we believe in the Lord Jesus and receive salvation, what do we do next?
不晓得我们有没有想过。
I don't know if we have thought about this.
那或许我们这个问题其实对很多人来讲，或许这很容易。
And for many people, this may be a very simple question.
我们马上就能够有答案。
And we can have an answer very quickly.
比如说，我们要传福音，让更多的人也来认识耶稣，相信耶稣。
For example, we need to preach the gospel so that more people can come to know the Lord Jesus.
但是我们从圣经里头来看的话，除了这个之外，还有一个很重要的。
But aside from this, we can see from the Bible that there's something else that's more important.
就是我们要这个灵修自己，我们要有好行为。
And that is we must cultivate ourselves spiritually and have good deeds.
神不是在我们已经完全了，他才拣选我们。
And the Lord did not choose us after we are complete and perfect.
事实上是我们还不完全，他就拣选我们。
He has chosen us when while we're still imperfect.
我们还没有还不够资格领受神的恩典，神就先将恩典给我们。
While we're not worthy to receive His grace, He has given His grace to us.
所以有时候我们会想说，为什么神不在我们领受救恩就马上接我们回去，让我们这个回天家。
We may think to ourselves sometimes, why doesn't the Lord take us back to the heavenly kingdom after we receive the salvation?
甚至主耶稣为门徒的祷告也是说，求天父不让不叫他们离开这个世界。
And the Lord Jesus even prayed to the Father that he may not take us away from this world.
我想这个祷告的目的就是我们要传福音，我们要来做好灵修。
And the purpose of this prayer is so that we may preach the gospel and also to cultivate ourselves spiritually.
让我们在生活当中真的有基督徒、有神儿女的样式，能够来荣耀他的名。
So that in our life we may have His image and to glorify His name.
所以在圣经里头就很多的地方是在谈到我们的灵修，我们应该有怎样的好行为。
And so in many places in the Bible, it tells us how to have good deeds.
比如说我们在这一次的高中班神学训练班里头，我们一起学习雅各书，就是一个很好的例子。
And a good example is the book of James that we have been studying.
整个雅各书就是在谈到我们应该有怎样的好行为。
And the whole book of James talks about how we should have good deeds.
那所以我也就一直在想这个问题，为什么我们要有我们要灵修，我们要有好行为。
And so I think to myself, why do we need to have good deeds and why do we need to cultivate ourselves?
雅各为了让我们能够知道明白他所说的重点是什么。
And James, in order for us to understand what his points are.
所以他用了很多的比喻来帮助我们了解，来加强 他所说的那些项目的重要性。
And so he used many parables to allow us to understand and to emphasize his point.
比喻是一个沟通让人明白的一个很好的方法。
And using parables is a good way to communicate and for others to understand you.
所以我就在想说怎样来说明这个灵修好行为的重要。
And so I thought to myself, how do I talk about the importance of spiritual cultivation and good deeds?
我也尝试着来讲一个比喻。
And I have tried to speak a parable.
在我们生活当中有很多东西它是用铁做的。
In our life, many things are made out of steel.
Iron.
Iron.
很多的意思就是表示这个铁啊，它就比较没有那么贵重。
And since many things are made out of iron, it is not as precious.
这个贵重的东西总是比较少。
And the precious things are often very few.
比如说金、黄金、金子跟银子啊，这个叫做贵重金属。它比较少。
And for example, gold and silver, these are precious metal because their numbers are few.
所以很多的我们用的东西就是用这个比较便宜的比较不贵重的这个铁来做的。
And so many things that we use are made from this inexpensive iron.
这个铁它比较便宜，但是它有一个很大的缺点。
And iron is cheaper, but it has a great flaw.
我们把铁摆着放在潮湿的地方，暴露在空气中，它很快就生锈了。
And we expose iron to air and humidity, it will rust.
所以我们所用的铁做的东西，它的表面一定是经过处理。
And so the things that we use are made out of iron has been processed on the surface.
被漆上了很厚的油漆。
It may have been a thick layer of paint.
或者呢，经过这个其他处理，比如说这个电镀。
Or some other processes like electroplating.
目的就是有这些外面的保护所以它不会那么快的就生锈，就这个。坏掉。
And the purpose is to have a protective barrier so that it will not rust as easily.
所以这一层保护就非常的重要。
And so this protective barrier is very important.
我们人在万物当中是最尊贵的。
And man is the most precious among all creatures.
但是在日光之下，在亚当里头，我们人在神的面前就变成非常的卑微。
And but under the sun and within Adam, we become very trivial before the Lord.
有罪的人在神的面前就变得是很卑微的。
And we become very lowly before the Lord if we're sinners.
那所以我们人当中有很人的生活里头有很多的过患、罪、败坏。
And in our life, we're filled with sins and shortcomings.
我们就好像铁一样。
And we're just like this iron.
今天主耶稣他拣选我们。
And today the Lord Jesus has chosen us.
主耶稣的爱来保护着我们。
And the love of the Lord Jesus is protecting us.
主耶稣赐给我们的圣灵，他来保护着我们。
And the Lord Jesus has given us His Holy Spirit to protect us.
还有，如果我们好好的来灵修自己，有好的行为，我们也等于是在保护着我们自己。
And if we have good deeds and have a good spiritual cultivation, then we're protecting ourselves.
所以我们虽然生活在这个很实际的这个世界里头，我们不会败坏。
And so although we live in this this world, we will not be corrupted.
就好像那个有经过处理的铁做的东西它不会那么快的就生锈了，就坏了。
And just as the iron that has been processed, it will not rust as quickly.
我用这样子来想说，为什么我们需要灵修，需要有好行为。
And so I thought about in this way, why do we need to have good deeds and have good spiritual cultivation?
我们都不希望我们是生锈了、败坏了。
And we don't wish to be rusty or corrupted.
所以我用这样来明白为什么雅各在整个雅各书五章里头，他一直谈到好的行为。
And so I try to understand in this way why James continually mentioned good deeds in the book of James.
所以我们继续来看雅各书里头的比喻。
And so we'll continue to study the parables in the book of James.
请看雅各书第二章。
Turn to James chapter 2. James chapter
2,
verse
26.
Verse 26, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
这里雅各用身体跟灵魂来做比喻。
And here, James used the body and the spirit as a parable.
这个身体需要有生命在里头，它才是活的。
And the body needs to have the spirit within it, so that it can be alive.
那所以雅各用这个来讲信心跟行为的关系。
And so James uses to describe the relationship between faith and deeds.
所以信心如果没有行为，它是死的。
So faith without deeds is dead.
当然我们知道我们得救是靠着神的恩典，不是靠着行为。
But we know that we're saved because of the grace of the Lord, not because of our deeds.
但是并没有否认行为的重要。
But this does not deny the importance of deeds.
我们的行为也成为我们是怎样的一个人的一个指标。
And our deeds will define what kind of person we are.
我们说我们是神的儿女。
And we say that we're the children of God.
我们的行为要来表示出我们是不是真的是神的儿女。
And so our deeds must reflect that we're truly the children of God.
我们请看雅各书第四章十七节。
Turn to the book of James, chapter 4, verse 17. Verse 17. Anyone then who knows the good ought to do and doesn't do it sins.
这里说，这里给罪有一个或许我们没有想到的一个定义。
And here it has a definition of sin that maybe we have not thought about.
这里说，知道好而没有去做，这就是罪。
And so a person who knows good but does not do it, he has sinned.
就是说，一个人如果没有好行为的话，那么在神的面前他还是一个罪人。
And so a person without good deeds before the Lord, he is a sinner.
知道好没有去做就不能够显示出那个好行为来。
And if you know what is good but do not do it, then you have not shown good deeds.
那一个基督徒。他没有行为的表现就会像圣经里头所说的有那个名字但是没有那个实质在神来看是死的。
And so a Christian without deeds, just as the Bible says, he has a name but not the substance, and before the Lord he is dead.
如果神看我们是死的，那我们就会是死的。
And if the Lord sees you as dead, then you will be dead.
所以这是一个很严重的事情。
So this is very severe.
请看启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelations.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第三章第一节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 1. So the angels of the church in Sardis write, "These are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds, and you have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead."
第二节。
In verse 2. Wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God.
这里讲得很清楚，说那个神知道我们的行为。
And here it says the Lord knows our deeds.
如果我们没有好行为的话，神说你有那个基督徒的名称，神儿女的这个身份，但是我看你是死的。
And here it says that if we do not have good deeds, then we have the name of a Christian and the name of children of God, but we are dead.
所以难怪雅各这么强调，我们要灵修，我们要有好的行为。
And this is why James emphasizes that we must have spiritual cultivation and have good deeds.
这也是在第一章里头所说的，不但要听道理，而且要行道。
And this is what is also mentioned in chapter 1, not only should we listen to the truth, but we must practice them.
再来雅各书的第三章。
Let's turn to James chapter
3. 从第一节到第八节雅各又用了一个这个人的这个舌头的比喻。
And from verse 1 to 8, it talks about parable of the tongue.
那主要是在讲到人的这个言语。
And it mainly talks about the speech of man.
这是一个雅各说这是一个我们不能够忽略的 看不见的一个行为。
And James says that this is something that we cannot overlook.
他用了在这个比喻里头，他又有几个不同的小的比喻。
And within this parable contains many smaller parables.
我们人讲的话常常会反映一个人心里所想的。
And the words that we speak will often reflect what we are thinking.
那也有很多的时候，我们所讲的话并不是我们真正所想的。
And there's often times where the words we speak is not what we think.
所以呢，这当中就容易制造出生活当中的问题来。
And so this will create problems in our life.
所以人的言语非常的重要。
And so our speech is very important.
所以我们听人家讲话也变得非常重要。
So it's also very important for us to listen to what others have to say.
我们听等人家讲完我们再做反应。
We must listen and wait for the person to finish talking before we respond.
那可能这样还不够，有时候还要问清楚一下。
And maybe this is not enough sometimes, and we need to ask for clarification.
有时候我们听了，我们觉得对方就是这个意思。
And sometimes after we listen, we think that the person meant a certain way.
那可能是我们觉得我们受到伤害，或者我们觉得不高兴。
And we may be hurt or unhappy.
所以呢，这当中就会有了问题。
Then the problems will arise.
到后来对方知道，他说我不是那个意思啦。
And in the end, the other person finds out and says that that's not what he meant.
所以这个过程呢，就其实是不需要有的。
So this process was actually unnecessary.
因为虽然他这样讲，但是他的意思不是这样。
And although he has spoken a certain way, but that's not what he meant.
所以雅各说，这个舌头在身体里头是一个很小的器官。
And so James says that our tongue is a very small organ in our body.
但是它却对我们的整个生活来讲影响很大。
But it will have a great effect upon our life.
因为它是发出声音的一个重要的器官。
Because this is one of the important part of a body that makes sound.
所以它的意思就是我们的言语要是非常的重要所以我们要非常的留意。
And so what he meant is our speech is very important, so we must be very cautious of it.
雅各书第三章第三节。
In James chapter 3, verse 3.
说这个舌头就好像是马嘴里的那个结环。
And it says that our tongue is like the bits in the mouth of the horse.
那个是用来这个控制那一匹马。
And the bits of the horse is used to control the horse.
对我们来讲，生活当中的一个很重要的重点就是人与人之间的关系。
And one of the most important things in our life is our interaction with other people.
那人际关系的好不好，常常跟我们所讲的话有直接的关系。
And whether we have good or bad interaction with people, oftentimes has to do with our words.
那我们所讲的话常常也会影响了我们生活的方向。
And our words can often affect the direction of our life.
生活非常的重要。
Our life is very important.
所以那个方向很重要。
So the direction is very important.
所以第四节说，我们的舌头就好像那个控制船方向的那个舵。
And so in verse 4 it says that we're like the oar that drives the ship.
人所讲的话真的很重要。
And the words we speak is very important.
那到底有多重要呢？
And how important are they?
雅各说也好像是一点点的火可以把整个森林烧掉。
And James says that it's like a small fire can burn down the entire forest.
它是带着很大的力量。
It contains great power.
能够来鼓励一个人。
It can encourage a person.
也很可能可以毁掉一个人。
It can also destroy a person.
所以，但是人在生活当中，人总是没有常常没有留意自己所我们所说的话。
But oftentimes in our life, we do not take note of what we're talking about.
所以雅各书三章六节，雅各甚至说，这个嘴巴好像是一个罪恶的世界。
And in James chapter 3, verse 6, he even says that our mouth is like the sinful world.
是一个很多的是非就是从讲话来的。
And many misunderstandings come from our words.
所以如果没有灵修的话，我们的嘴巴就是一个罪恶的世界，就是一个是非的地方。
And without the spiritual cultivation, our tongue is like a world of evil.
而且事实是人常常没有办法控制这个舌头。
And the fact is, oftentimes we cannot control our tongue.
所以第七节、第八节，雅各说到人很有能力，能已经制服了很多的很多的事物，但是没有办法控制自己的舌头。
And so in James chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, it says that man has tamed many things, but they have not tamed their own tongue.
而且人的嘴巴是一个很不合理的地方。
And our mouth is a very illogical place.
人的嘴巴可以因为神的爱而来感谢神、赞美神。
Our mouth can praise the Lord because of his love.
那一种言语是甜美的。
And the speech, these words are very sweet.
但是同样这一张嘴巴也可以来讲出一些这个伤害人、充满着怨恨、咒骂的话。
And the same mouth can also speak words of evil and rebuke.
雅各说在自然界里头是找不到这种这么矛盾的一个事实。
And James says that in the natural world, there's nothing as ironic as this.
一个水泉它不会跑出来的是有甜的水又有苦的水。
And a spring of water will not have both bitter and sweet water.
但是人的嘴巴可以出来的可以是甜的，也可以是苦的。
But out of our mouth, it could be sweet or bitter.
这在强调着我们要靠着神的帮助，我们才有办法来胜过这一个软弱。
And this tells us that we must rely on the Lord in order to overcome this weakness.
我们的灵修要靠我们立志，再加上神的帮助。
And our spiritual cultivation needs to have our own determination and the help of the Lord.
活着的话，我们要知道我们的本质其实是在神的面前是像铁那样子。
Or else we must understand that our nature is like the iron before the Lord.
如果没有外面那一层保护我们是很快的就生锈了，就败坏了。
And without the protective barrier, we'll be very quickly become rusty.
雅各书第一章里头讲到人的这种罪性私欲。
And in James chapter 1, it talks about the sinful nature of man.
人的这个言语其实也是一个最大的人的一种罪性跟私欲之一。
And our speech is one of the greatest evils and evil desires and lusts in our body.
我们再请看雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to James chapter 4.
雅各书四章十四节。
James chapter 4, verse 14. Verse 14. Why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
这是在讲到云雾的比喻。
And here it talks about the parable of the mist.
雅各说到看得见的人生就好像云雾一样。
And James says that our life is like the mist.
它出现没有太多的时间就不见了。
It appears for a little while and then disappears.
有时候有人会对你说心情不好到野外去看天空。
And some people will say when you're not feeling good, then you can go to the wilderness and look at the sky.
有人会告诉我们你有没有这个看过这个黄昏晚霞的美丽。
And some people will ask, have you ever seen the beauty of the sunset?
真的如果能够静下心来来做这样的欣赏真的也是一件非常美的事情。
If you could quiet your heart and make this observation, this is a very, very beautiful thing.
看着天上的浮云有时候真的也让我们暂时的忘记了摆开了我们生活当中的一些烦恼一些难题。
And if you look by looking at the clouds in the sky, sometimes it can make us forget our troubles for a while.
看着尤其天上的云如果又有风它有着许多的变化也是一个很好的这个启发。
And to look at the clouds when the wind is blowing and look at a change is also a great inspiration.
晚霞虽然非常美但是一刹那之间就 啊、太阳沉下去了就没有了。
And the sunset is very beautiful, but when the sun sets, it will disappear.
啊，或许我们发现天空的一片云彩，我们啊非常喜爱。
Or we see a piece of cloud that we like.
啊，但是也很快的，它又变了形状，或者就没有了。
But very quickly, it will change shapes or disappear.
啊，所以雅各说，人生也好像这样子。
And so James says that this is our life.
啊，所以呢，我们要抓住神。
And so we must grasp onto the Lord.
啊，在我们这个多变化的人生里头，我们要让这个不改变的神进到我们的生活里头。
In this ever-changing life, we must allow the God who never changes to enter into our life.
那什么叫做让神在我们的生活里头？
And what does it mean to allow the Lord into our life?
啊，就是我们不去为明天来夸口。
And that is, we do not boast about tomorrow.
我们可以计划明天。
We can plan for tomorrow.
但是明天它不是完全掌握在我们的手中。
But tomorrow is not controlled in our hands.
哦，所以我们不要为明天夸口。
And so we should not boast about tomorrow.
那我们应该怎么样？
Then how should we? What should we do?
啊，雅各说，我们应当说，主若愿意，我就可以活着。
James says that we should say, if the Lord is willing, then we can live.
我就可以在神的恩典之下。我来选择做这个或者做那个。
And under the grace of the Lord, I can choose to do this or do that.
让神成为我们人生的真正的盼望。
And allow the Lord to become our true hope in our life.
那也让我们知道，我们人生的脚步，我们可以计划，但是不是我们自己来定。
And we must also understand that the footsteps of our life, we can plan for it, but we cannot set it.
哦，所以我们在我们的每一个计划里头，我们最后就是交在神的手中。
So in every part of our plan, in the end, we'll entrust it unto the Lord.
请看诗篇三十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 31.
诗篇三十一篇十五节。
Psalms 31, verse 15. Verse 15, my times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me.
这里大卫说，我一生的事情交在你的手中。
And here David says that my times are in your hands.
这个意思不等于是大卫他就整天没有什么事情做，他就坐在那，这个无所事事。
And this does not mean that David would just sit around all day doing nothing.
我们看大卫的一生，他总是非常努力的，很尽本分的。
And we see the life of David, he's always striving forward.
但是他最后是发现说，我要将我终身的事来交在神的手中。
But in the end, he realizes that he must entrust everything into the hands of God.
我们努力尽本分，这是应该的。
And we do what we ought to do, this is our duty.
我们计划，我们来执行。
And we plan and we execute.
我们说神若愿意，你就赐给我生命，我就来做这些事情。
And we say if the Lord is willing, then He will give me life, and I can do this thing.
那这样子我们很努力的做，我们也很平安，也很喜乐。
And we do with all of our strength, and we'll be at peace and we'll be joyful.
因为我们交给神。
Because we have entrusted everything to the Lord.
意思就是说我们不要去膨胀自己。
And that is that we should not puff up ourselves.
当我们在做计划的时候，我们总是会有一些更进一步的那一种企图。
And when we're making plans, we should not have ulterior motive.
如果我们不尊重神的话，
If we don't respect the Lord,
我们就很容易过分的来膨胀自己。
Then we'll often puff up ourselves.
结果呢，我们就必须背负着许多的忧虑，许多的责任。
In the end, we'll need to bear much worries and responsibilities.
所以我们神要我们过的生活是尽本分的努力，没有忧虑，有交托。
And the life the Lord wants us to live is that we do what we ought to do and entrust everything to Him.
这应该是一个最理想的生活。
And this is the most ideal life.
那这个也是一种。也是一项很重要的灵修。
And this is also a very important spiritual cultivation.
因为人容易以自己为中心。
Because men were very easily self-centered.
人很容易来膨胀自己。
And we're very, it's very easy for us to puff up ourselves.
就让我们在生活当中没有了那一份的平安跟喜乐。
And this causes us to not have this peace and joy in our life.
那当然，没有平安，没有喜乐之下，人也就很难有好的行为。
And without peace and joy, it's very difficult for us to have good deeds.
所以能够信靠神，交托神，这也是一项的灵修。
And so in order to trust the Lord, this is also a very important spiritual cultivation.
这也是一项好的行为。
And this is also a good deed.
人们会感受到我们生活当中的那一份的这个平静跟喜乐。
Other people will also experience the peace and joy we have in our life.
有一个姐妹在还没有信主之前呢，他们事业做得很好，这个赚了很多钱。
There was a sister before she believed in the Lord. She had a good business and she had earned a lot of money.
所以啊，她因为很会赚钱，所以也是很会花钱。
And because she has earned a lot of money, she also spends a lot of money.
以后她信了主耶稣。
And after she believed in the Lord.
但是呢，她这个事业并没有那么顺利了。
But her business did not go as smoothly as before.
所以那个。就是也没有就没有拥有那么多的自由的钱可以 来花用。
And so she did not have much more dispensable cash to spend.
但是她的儿子这样跟她妈妈讲。
But her son told her.
这姐妹自己来信主，她儿子也有到过教会来，但是一两次还没有信主。
And the sister came to the church by herself, and her son has come to the church once or twice.
但是啊，他对他妈妈对这个姐妹讲。
But he said to his mother.
他说：“妈妈，以前你很会花钱，也有钱可花。但是啊，那个时候你好像没有什么真正的平安跟这个觉得你好像生活充满很多忧虑。”
And he said to her that you made a lot of money and you also spent a lot of money, but it doesn't seem like you had true peace and joy.
但是反而我现在我们事业已经没有那么好，但是我反而觉得你现在是很有平安，没有忧虑。
And now our business is not going as smoothly, but I feel that you have more peace and joy.
原因就是这个姐妹的生活当中，现在她有主耶稣，她尊主为大。
And the reason is because this, in the sister's life, she now has a Lord.
我们请再看雅各书第五章第三节。
And let's turn to the book of James, chapter 5, verse 3. 3. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you, and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days.
这里是讲到这个金银长锈的比喻。
And here is the parable of the corrosion of the gold and silver.
这个银呢，它会变色。
And the silver will change colors.
那一般来讲，金子啊，它是很不容易变色的。
And normally speaking, gold will not change color as easily.
但是这里却提到说，金银都长了锈。
And here it says that your gold and silver are corroded.
这在雅各在提醒我们，我们对物质啊，对我们的财富的态度。
And here James is reminding us, our attitude, how our attitude should be towards wealth.
我们对物质的态度可以显示出我们是一个怎样的人。
Our attitude towards material things can show what kind of person we are.
其实就好像这个物质啊，他们会讲话一样。
And just this is just like the materials that they can speak.
这里说这个金银所长的锈啊，要证明你们的不是。
And here it says that the corrosion of the gold and silver will testify against you.
这个物质它是中性的。
And this material is neutral.
但是我们对它的态度要显示出我们是怎样的人。
Our attitude towards them will show what kind of person we are.
那最重要的是到底是我们在拥有财富，还是财富来拥有我们？
Most important thing is that do we possess wealth or does wealth possess us?
这是一个，这个雅各啊，他要提醒我们的。
And this is what James is reminding us.
我们是在拥有财富，还是我们是财富的仆人？
And are we in possession of this wealth, or are we slaves to our wealth?
那在这里他所讲到的就是有人已经成为财富的仆人。
And here he's talking about some people have already become the slaves of wealth.
所以他把财富看得是很重要。
And so these people will emphasize wealth.
所以用不合理的方法来来要保住这个财物。
And they will use unreasonable ways to keep their wealth.
所以这个物质就好像会发出声音来指责他的不是。
So it seems like these material will speak against this person.
这个物质好像也会会因为他在神的面前来做控告。
And these materials will testify against them before the Lord.
其实神是看到人从对财物所显示出来的人的心态。
And the Lord will see our attitude towards wealth.
所以我们要成为这个财富跟物质的这个主人。
And so we must become the master of our wealth and materials.
那如何能够成为财物的主人？
And how can we become the master of our wealth?
我们真的知道在我们上头有一个真正的主人，
we must,
我们的神主耶稣。
We must understand that above us there is the true master, the Lord Jesus.
这样子我们能够用正当的方法来得到财物，我们也会用正当的方法来使用这些财物。
And that way we can attain our wealth in the right way and also use them in the right way.
就好像路德记里头的那位波阿斯。
And just as Boaz in the book of Ruth.
我们请看路德记第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Ruth, chapter 2.
路德记第二章第四节。
Ruth chapter 2 verse 4。
新约330页。
Ruth chapter 2.
旧约330页。
Ruth chapter 2 verse 4。
波阿斯正从伯利恒来，对收割的人说：“愿主与你们同在。”他们回答说：“愿主赐福于你。”
And just then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. The Lord be with you, and the Lord bless you. They call back.
这是波阿斯是那个地方的一个财主。
And Boaz is the master of this area.
他用正当的方法来得到他的财物。
And he has attained his wealth in the right way.
他是一个富有同情怜悯心的人。
And he is a person with mercy and compassion.
所以他来到田间，他首先就是来问候这些工人，来祝福他们。
And so when he came to the field, he first greeted the harvesters and blessed them.
这些为他工作的人也反过来也来祝福他。
And the workers also turned around and blessed him back.
这是一个多么美好的一种主人仆人人与人之间的关系。
And this is such a beautiful relationship between a servant and a master.
所以这个波阿斯就是一个懂得怎样来正确使用财物的人。
And so Boaz is one who knows how to use his wealth in the right way.
那是人有在做灵修就自然流露出来的。
And this is what will be naturally expressed if you have spiritual cultivation.
一个有好行为的人，他自然的流露出来的那种对人的关心，对人的怜悯。
And this is a person with good deeds. He will very naturally express his concern for others.
那我们也要积存真正的财富在天上。
We also must store up our wealth in heaven.
能够存在天上的那个才是真实的，才是永远的。
And what can be stored in heaven, this is what is true and eternal.
再请看雅各书第五章第五节。
Let's turn back to James chapter 5 verse 5.
雅各书五章第五节。
James chapter 5 verse 5. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fanned yourselves in the day of slaughter.
这里是讲到这个即将被宰杀的牲畜的一个比喻。
And here is a parable of a livestock that's about to be slaughtered.
这个金钱不当的使用，其中有一个项目就是过分的去享乐。
And one of the wrong ways to use wealth is to overindulge.
这享乐会让人失去那一种 敏感警觉性。
Indulgence will desensitize us.
那人失去警觉性是一件很危险的事情。
And a person who is not alert, he's in a grave danger.
这信仰的道路是一条平安喜乐的道路。
And our journey of faith is a very peaceful and joyful one.
这个信仰的道路也是一条要常常很警醒的道路。
And our journey of faith is also a journey that we must be alert on.
追求享乐容易而且常常会让人失去警醒。
And to pursue a pleasure will oftentimes desensitize us.
在生活当中有时候我们失去警醒可能我们这个受了一些损失或者肉体受了一些伤害。
And in our life, if we lose our alertness, sometimes we'll have some injuries or shortfalls.
所以有时候我们受了伤之后就说就是我太不小心了。
And if we're hurt, then we'll say that I was careless.
所以同样的，不小心不警醒的话，这属灵命会受损，甚至会死亡的。
And so in the same way, if we're careless, then our spiritual life will also be hurt.
丹尼里书第五章里头提到巴比伦的那个伯沙撒那个王。
And in Daniel chapter 5, it talks about King Belshazzar.
他就是一个很好的例子。
He is a very good example.
他就是在饮酒作乐的当中，他丧失了生命，他国家没有了。
And during his feasting and pleasures, he lost his life and his kingdom.
他觉得说他是安稳的。
And he thought that he is safe.
他尽情地去享乐。
And he enjoyed himself.
结果危险突然的临到。
And danger all of a sudden came upon him.
有时候整个社会的风气环境是一个贪图享乐的一个环境。
And sometimes the ways of the society is one of pleasure, and greed.
那是一个危险的环境。
This is a very dangerous environment.
在一个富裕的环境里头，就容易让人落入这种贪图享乐的这种环境。
In a wealthy environment, it will be very easy for us to fall into greed and pleasure.
所以雅各说，这个失去警醒就好像那个要被宰杀的牲畜一样。
And so James says that if we lose our alertness, we'll be like a livestock waiting to be slaughtered.
雅各书第五章第七节第八节。
In James chapter 5, verse 7 and 8.Verse 7, be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield his valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. Verse 8, you too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near.
在这里又谈到另外一个灵修的项目。
And he talks about another topic of spiritual cultivation.
忍耐是一种好的行为。
And patience is a good virtue.
我们也会遇到苦难。
And we'll encounter sufferings.
有时候我们会有缺乏的时候。
And sometimes we will be lacking.
有时候在生活当中有遭受挫折的时候。
And sometimes in our life we'll encounter disappointments.
有时候生活当中会有被误会的时候。
And sometimes in our life we will be misunderstood.
有时候生活当中会遭受到人的打击的时候。
And sometimes in our life we'll be hurt by others.
有这么许许多多的时候是我们需要去忍耐的。
And in many of these times, these are times for us to be patient.
在这么许多的时候也是常常是我们更需要神的时候。
In these times, it's also the time we need the Lord.
那在这样的时候，等候神的时候，我们需要忍耐。
And in waiting for the Lord, we must be patient.
活着的话，我们就自己采取行动，而没有留下空间给神来为我们做那更好的事情。
Or else we'll take action ourselves and do not leave space for the Lord to do something for us.
所以雅各说，我们要好像那农夫撒种，忍耐等候。
And so James says that we must be like the farmer who sows the seeds and wait patiently for the crop.
在南加州这美好的气候，我们好多人都有种一些蔬菜水果的经验。
And in the nice weather of Southern California, many people have the experience of planting seeds.
我们把种子撒下去了，我们总是就很耐心的来照顾、来栽培，然后等候收成。
And we'll sow the seed and we'll very patiently cultivate it and wait for its crop.
我们需要忍耐到底，把神在我们身上的旨意把它行完。
And we must be patient to the end and do the will of the Lord.
所以在忍耐的当中要能够喜乐。
And so in our patience, we must also be joyful.
在忍耐的当中不要有怀疑埋怨。
In our patience, we should not have doubt or complaint.
这样子才是真正的有这个忍耐的好行为。
And in this way, can we truly have the good deed of patience?
我们常常是我很有忍耐，但是我们嘴巴里头充满着不平埋怨。
And sometimes we'll say that we're very patient, but we're often filled with complaints.
我们常常我有忍耐，但是我们没有那个没有那个。那个应该有神给我们的那一个，那一个安静，跟那个喜乐在我们的心中。
And oftentimes we'll say we're patient, but we do not have the peace and tranquility the Lord has given to us.
那雅各也说到说，这些古圣徒，他们都曾经为主耶稣来受过苦而忍耐。
And James has also said that these old saints have once suffered for the Lord.
那我们要用这种我正在效法主耶稣，为主耶稣来受苦的这一种态度。
You must have the attitude of we're imitating Christ and suffering for Christ.
但愿我们虽然是好像铁一样，但是我们都有一层很好的保护。
And so hopefully that although we're like iron, we can have this protective barrier around us.
在这人生当中，我们不是那个毫无保护的铁，暴露在这个空中生锈，这个腐坏。
And hopefully in our life, we're like this iron, and we won't be exposed to the environment and rust and corrode.
唱诗。341
Let's sing hymn number 341.